Everyone, our passage for today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do." Now here, this passage starts with, as you come to him, right? And the idea here that Peter's pointing out is that, like, we're going to keep on coming to Jesus, right? As you come to him. Like, and this is, of course, in light of the earlier parts of 1 Peter, it's being transformed and changed by the gospel, right? By the good news of Jesus and having a living hope, right? A live hope right today. And so as you come to him, maybe daily, as moment by moment, as we keep on coming to him, what Peter points out then is that he wants us to remember then, as we come to him, remember that Jesus is this living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Now, why remember this? And why is he pointing this out now? It all keeps coming back to this good news of Jesus. But he wants us to remember how Jesus was rejected by men, and he was rejected by the world, but he was chosen and precious, right? Chosen by God and precious, right? And now, why remember this though? Because Peter's audience, they were being rejected and persecuted by men, right? That's just what was happening, right? For them, they were being persecuted. And so just like Jesus was being rejected, remember how Jesus, as you are being rejected by men, remember how Jesus was being rejected too. As you're struggling, remember how Jesus struggled. And Peter continues this identification with Jesus. Jesus was rejected by men, but also chosen and precious in the sight of God. And that's what we are too. We're chosen by God. God loves us and we're precious to him. And Peter references all these things in as living stones. Right? Jesus is a living stone and we are living stones as well. And why does he choose this language? Because these stones are being built up as a spiritual house, right? A new temple. Jesus is the first one. He's the cornerstone, the first living stone. Now, a cornerstone is not the foundation necessarily. It's the stone by which you know, like, that stone is the most important, because after the cornerstone gets put down, you know exactly how to build the rest of the house. And so we align ourselves to our cornerstone. And we, together as the body of Christ, we are being built up with Jesus. As Jesus was rejected, we're rejected, but as Jesus was chosen and precious, a cornerstone chosen and precious, so are we. And we're built up with him to be a body that worships God, a spiritual house, a royal priesthood to offer sacrifices to God through Jesus. What the gospel has done in us is that it's shown us how we are chosen and precious, right? How God loves us and values us so much. And we're being built up together. As we're transformed and changed, we come together and we show people, we show the world how great our God is. And we become the place where people can worship God. People can see God through us. Community is not just a group of people coming together. The church isn't just like people who have an affinity for one another or for God. It's a spiritual house being built up because of what Jesus has done. As we remember this, let's pray for our church. Let's pray that we'll remember that we are the spiritual house. And let's pray that we're built up together to worship God, to bless others. Let us pray. Now, God, we thank you that you have chosen us and that we are precious in your sight. And as we remember, Jesus, how you were rejected, may we remember and keep on holding on to the fact that we are chosen and precious, even in spite of the rejections that we face. And may we together as a body bless one another, care for one another, show one another how great you are. May we be this royal priesthood that blesses your name, God. Work in us, work in your church, God. Won't you continue to transform us and change us, God? We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.